Here we go.
We're going to call to order the Planning Commission meeting for Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. Bob, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Maria, can we do roll call?
Commissioner Griffin?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Bennington?
Here.
Chair Woods?
Here.
Commissioner Moore?
Here. Thank you. Agenda review, is there any changes by staff or commissioners?
Staff has no changes to the agenda.
Commissioners? Okay. We'll move on with minutes. Is there an approval of the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes as stated.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous? New business. Design review file number DR-15-05, applicant owner NMR Northern Indian Valley Health. And I said it wrong anyway, didn't I? Valley Health, it is Valley Health, okay. Assessor's parcel number 002-152-011-207 North Butte Street, Central Commercial Zone, General Commercial Land Use Designation, request to approve the addition of 18 new windows to an existing commercial building. Karen, what have you got first?
Yes, thank you, Chair and Commissioners. This evening before you is a design review application, as stated, submitted by Kevin Robertson on behalf of the Northern Valley Indian Health Project that is undergoing interior modifications and some tenant improvements there. As part of their tenant improvements, they had a determination within the Northern Valley Indian Health that they were putting in offices and units. I'm not sure if it was offices, but they needed they're remodeling some rooms, so they wanted more light. And currently, there are only four windows. I think I've shown have this in your your packet already, but there's only four windows right now that are on the south side of this building. So the as part of the remodeling project, during that process, as I say, they wanted to put more of them. So those four windows aren't going to be sufficient for the new units inside, so they need to remove those. And they want to install new windows that are going to be above these windows, if I'm correct. So that's what is a commercial building, and any kind of modifications to that would be a design review approval that they would need. And this project, you know, as I say, it's been undergoing since May when the building permit was pulled. It's in the Central Commercial District. This project has been there, or this building has been there for a number of years, and I think that this is going to be a nice addition to this building. They are going to be exterior aluminum storefront windows with fixed glass, as it's stated on the plans. And the areas where the new windows will be installed will require removing a portion of the exterior and the interior walls. The exterior is a stucco finish, and the removal of those windows will require a patch and repair of the interior and also the exterior finishes. And the developer has indicated they are going to replace it with the same type of finish and color. Parking and lighting aren't affected by this project, so there's not much to really look at other than the fact that this is going to change the look of this building. I do have Nate Sawyer, who is on behalf of Northern Valley Indian Health, and the contractor, David Lupton, available here this evening for the commissioners to ask any questions if they have any of them. So at this point, it is I would open to any questions you have of myself and or the applicants and the contractor.
Commissioners?
I don't know, I think it's a good idea.
I don't have any questions.
I would look at it, it looks like it would give a lot more light in there, and I can see why they want them up higher so that you can't look in to see, you know, that's privacy.
I believe that was the intent, was to have the light but not be able to be visible from the street when someone's walking past the building, so.
I think it'll make the building look nicer.
I do too.
I do too.
Yeah.
So, you have any comments? Would you like to say anything?
Not if you don't have to.
Not if I don't have to, I don't want.
Maybe you might want to tell about this project and maybe just how it's going to segue into another one, I'm not sure if you're, you might want to inform the commission of that in the future?
Sure.
Don't be shy.
Good evening. So when we finish this project, it'll probably be done in April. We're revamping the entire interior of this 15,000 square foot building that you guys have probably seen before, adding new patient care services to medical and dental, and just bringing a whole new level of patient care to Willows and creating some new jobs. We're also going to, when this phase is done, the second portion of this improvement project for Northern Valley is to build a 19,000 square foot building on the corner of Butte and Willow, which will be the administration building, because Willows is the hub for all of Northern Valley, which we have 7 clinics right now, Red Bluff, Chico, Woodland, and in Willows, so.
What is the staffing now? What is your, about how many?
For the whole company?
No,
For Willows.
In locating Willows?
I think we have like 56 employees in Willows.
You just quietly go about your business, it's a very nice business to have here.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to the next phase.
Thank you.
There were a couple of other design elements, I guess, that were changed through this project, and we worked through those, and I did speak with the chair about the couple of them. One was they had to install, as a result of the project, some HVAC units. If you look on your picture here, there's an HVAC unit, and there's 4 of them. 4 of them or 5? 4, I thought.
5,
okay. 5 of them that had to be placed on top of the existing the roof, and they were just so large that they couldn't be screened, or it would have just stood out. So I did this through kind of administrative way, looked at it and went, if you painted the color, it would at least blend in as best as possible. If you start adding screen up there, it would have been engineering and would have been causing a lot more issues for an already existing building. And then they also had a relocation of a generator. And so those two aspects of the project we've been kind of been able to work through administratively, but this one was a little more in depth, so bringing it to you, the commission, to make sure you're aware of the changes, because this you'll see this change, and yes. That would...
Hopefully you won't see the other.
Yes, well, and this would prompt, you know, questions and stuff, right. So I wanted to make sure, and I think that was the best way to bring it to you for your approval and review, so.
Yes. Thank you, Karen. So what is the pleasure of the commission?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
PC resolution number next in line. Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting design review approval file number DR-15-05 to Northern Valley Indian Health for the addition of 18 new windows to an existing commercial building for property located at 207 North Butte Street. Assessor's parcel number 002-152-011.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
An approval letter will go out shortly to you with all the resolution and the conditions in it. So.
Right.
Thank you.
Painless.
That was painless, right?
Okay, new business, design review. applicant, file number DR-15-06, applicant owner Dan Schuler, assessors parcel number 001-193-004/820 West Wood Street, entryway zone, entryway land use designation, and request to approve a new aluminum solar carport structure. Karen.
Yes, thank you, Chair and Commissioners. Another design review application before you. This is for a new structure as well. It's in the entryway zone. The request is by Mr. Dan Schuler, and his request is to get your approval for a new aluminum solar carport structure that he wants to construct at the business there at 820 West Wood. He had spoken with the building department and wanted to install solar panels on top of the existing roof of either the shed slash garage, whatever that building is, and or the main office, and neither of those were structurally sound enough to be able to put solar panels on. So this company does structures like this. They're basically solar panel structures. I spoke with the company, that an individual who did the drawings, and so it's a nice structure as far as stable, and you know, not just a carport structure, because it has to have footings and everything. So that's why it's come before you, because it's also a new structure and it's in a commercial type zone. So this carport structure, which is sometimes called a racking structure, is going to be approximately 24 feet long by 11 inches wide, and it will be tilted in an angle so that the higher end is on coming into the parking area, and with a lower end towards the sidewalk. And there will be a separation that's between the building, existing building, and this carport structure. Four footings will be placed as a result of putting the structure up, and as I stated in here, that if those footings are about 7 feet long, 10 inches wide by about 1 foot 9 inches high, and they will be placed so that when a car parks there will not be a hazard. I included with your packet a picture. I happened to go there one day, and there was a car in that parking space. It was kind of an idea as to how the structure would be placed in that between those stalls. So the intent here is to have this carport structure built so that 21 solar panels can be placed on top of the structure. This, as I said, the project site is zoned entryway, and it allows for a lot of mixed uses. This is an existing structure that was there, and this an existing building that was there, which is used for Mr. Schuler's office for his business. And the addition of that new carport structure is acceptable in the zone, but with a design review approval. Setbacks are applicable and to this structure, because it's an accessory structure, 12 feet from the front back sidewalk, 6 on the side, and 3 feet. And this structure, as proposed, does meet these required setbacks, and it does not go over the allotted lot coverage or the maximum height that's required for this zone. The carport structure will be a cast aluminum mill finish structure, which described earlier what the height it is, and where they are tending to place it within three parking spaces. Those parking spaces will be affected by this installation of the carport structure. However, as it's shown, it will not affect the use of the parking space for those cars. The one condition, I did send this around to city departments to get their comments on it. The one condition that is applicable to this project is the building department, and is number 9. It says the addition of a covered carport structure will have to include access by the disabled community, accessible parking space and unloading area, and will have to be included under the proposed new structure. Submit complete details for planning review. How this came about was that Mr. Schuler wanted to be able to get afford him a tax credit for this year yet. So he came in the first of the month and wanted to be able to try and get on an agenda item this month. So I suggested that, okay, if you want to, you'll need to get some plans. So some plans came in, you know, within the week later, and reviewed those by the department, by the billing department. Then it was time to get this project out the door to the commission. So in speaking with the billing department, he indicated that, yes, he does have to fulfill the same requirement, a handicap. I printed something so I could read from what the California Building Code requires, that the handicap is not discriminated and afforded the same arrival experience as any other individual. So as a result of that requirement, the required handicap parking will have to be covered to meet this. So if the applicant wants to keep the carport in the same location, he will be required to strive for a van accessible parking space. And the footings may interfere with the required width of the parking space, so there, but it has to conform to the required parking for handicap, and as a result, there may be a re-review. So what I'm saying is that the plan that's in front of you shows handicap parking not included under the carport, but however, he will have to include handicap parking underneath the structure. Two alternatives he would have would be to move the structure further over to cover the existing van handicap parking space, which would then possibly give one non-handicap and the handicap a parking space. That, in essence, would put it closer towards the street. I believe it still would meet the 12-foot setback. However, take into account that there will be the existing structure, the existing building there, then the carport, if moved over to that handicap parking space, will stick out from the side there. I'm not sure if it will prevent any sight distance clearing, sight visibility, I guess, at the corners, what I would be somewhat concerned about. And or the other option he would have would be to leave it in the position where he's at, but restripe it so that there is a handicap van accessible parking space underneath the carport as he has placed it. So what I'm throwing out here to the commission is that the plan that's in front of you may very well be modified to incorporate the handicap and whichever version Mr. Schuler wants to meet this code. And as a result, then I would require that a revised site plan be submitted so that we can have a correct site plan as to what is going to be built. So I would ask the commission that, should you approve this project, that I am given the availability of when a new site plan comes in, that I could contact the chair and I could review the site plan and then go from there as far as making sure it complies with the code. If that's the case, then I would probably insert another condition that says a revised site plan would need to be submitted in order to comply with the building code. So I'm just kind of giving you a little information on that. As I say, I'm trying to accommodate the applicant to get him on this agenda so he could have it for this year yet still on his taxes. But the building code kind of preempted me from being able to ask for a revised site plan in order to get you the packet out. Kind of long-winded, but that, I needed to tell you all that. So with that, I think if you have any other questions, I don't see Mr. Schuler in the audience here, but he was sent a copy of the agenda in the packet, so, and I haven't heard from him.
You said, how is it going to be erect? What direction is it going to be erect?
It's going to be so that when you pull into the parking lot, the higher end, the 12-foot side, will be on as you pull in, so that it'll be angled, so it'll be 12-foot, a little bit higher than 12-foot as you're driving in. So some big high truck would definitely not be able get underneath there, because I think the height of it is, the maximum is that 12-foot, 9 inches. And then it tapers down to about a 10-foot.
I'm surprised they don't haven't got north to south, because they get more efficient that way. And it's not as efficient having it racked the way they have it.
I considered whether or not even the, I was speaking with fire department Wayne Peabody about this. There's a vacant spot in front of the on the existing parking spaces that's in between the building. There's, I think, a kind of a garage, because that used to be, I think, a house and a garage when it was built at time years ago. But that parking space or that area in there, he wants to make it into parking. So that would then negate a handicap parking space to be able to be built and have that path of travel if it was pushed way over towards the south end of the park of the lot. If you look on the plan, it looks like there could be space for an area to build that, but so I was told that because of trying to meet also to try and meet the handicap, that's not going to be feasible. So his only other location is to put it in that location. I mean, his only option, I think, is to put it in that location. Either way, there will be a revision, I think, to a site plan. The concept of the carport is just what you would be, you know, reviewing and taking under your
review. That's the same thing they've done at the high school, basically, where they use the parking, the structure where the parking, they put the panels up on top of that. So it's the same type of arrangement.
Yes, the same type of arrangement, but they will be facing east-west.
I know, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but...
Well, let's hope he gets the energy
he wants.
That he wants off of these panels. And this is large enough for him to be able to meet the needs that he has for that building. That's what I'm told. Because I suggested why maybe he could go a larger carport area, but that's not in the cards.
Commissioners. Comment? I'm in favor of the project.
I am too.
Overall.
With the revised.
With the condition.
Yeah. Right. We definitely want that another condition added. Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
Anything we can do to encourage solar use, you know.
Oh. Right.
I think it's awesome.
Well, there's a lot of solar that's going up on residential. Clay must get in at least one a week or more. There's a lot of solar going.
I was one of the first ones in town.
Yeah. So there's solar permits coming in weekly for this type of use. So, and businesses.
Yeah, but there's a limit to what they can do. I think it's 50%, and then they shut it off.
Is that what it is?
I think something like that.
Well, you will see more of them. Yeah. I think, you know, and a business, this is a good use of funds to be able to.
Use my bill down.
What do the commissioners, what do you feel about, do you have any objection to when the site plan comes in?
Have you reviewed it? No, I have no problem with that.
Okay. That would kind of expedite the process.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no problem with it.
Short timer. Traitor.
Okay. But I do want an added condition, so it's very clear that you know, the project's not to move forward until that's resolved.
Yeah, I agree.
So I could insert a condition that says a revised site plan shall be submitted to meet the building code prior to installation of the carport. Yeah. Because he won't get a building permit until he can show that he can meet the code.
Right. So I just don't want there to be any question that, you know, that we did, we like the project, but it has to
meet the code.
Satisfy the code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Building code with handicap trumps
it all.
Trumps everything. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I don't know whether or not the company that's been preparing these plans or selling it to him discussed that with him at all. But we have had this discussion. I'd say Clay and I have had this discussion with Mr. Schuler, so he is aware of it. I'm not sure if it. And he doesn't understand what it has, but this is something that he won't get a building permit until this is met, and that it's going to have to be through showing how he's going to meet that through a site plan.
Okay. So what's the pleasure of the commission?
Next resolution in line, resolution for the Planning Commission of the City of Willis granting design review approval. File DR-15-06 to Dan Schuler for the construction of an aluminum solar carport structure for the property located at 820 20 West Wood Street, assessor parcel number 001-193-004, with the amendments.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay.
We're moving right along.
We are moving right along. And the next thing on the agenda is the three-year review of the 2005 use permit for Polyriser Outdoor Storage at 319 East Walnut Street, assessor's parcel number 003-091-001. ML zone. Karen?
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. It's amazing how 3 years can go by so fast. But 3 years ago, we looked at this just as a review for a use permit that was granted to Polyriser and Pipe back in 2005. And that was through a use permit request to allow that outdoor storage was going to be allowed for the business there in the light manufacturing zone. They needed to have specifically, some screened outdoor storage. Or the ML zone does not specifically permit unscreened outdoor storage, so that was the reason why it had to go through a use permit. And this is what was done in 2005. The commissioners during that time discussed a lot of the fencing and what was appropriate for the screening in that area. It is a light manufacturing zone. They allowed the use permit, approved it, and then with conditions that there be some review that was done on that. And the first review was done in 2006. It brought back to the commission, and then the next review, which actually was some time in between 2012. So I brought this back to the commission for the re-review and to see if there was any violations or any considering of allowing this to continue, this use permit. At that time, the commission did say that it was to extend the use permit that was valid for 5 years. That actually then ended in 2010, but they reinstated it. There haven't been any complaints with the outdoor storage aspect of it. So now we are here 3 years later because the commission wanted to. They reinstated that use permit, but they did want to re-review it in 3 years, so this is why it's before you right now. I did check with the police department. There haven't been any types of vandalism or anything on this property. No complaints from the public as far as outdoor storage and such, vandalism or anything. And it's kept rather neat and orderly out there, so it's a nice addition there, and it's, I think that the business has done very well in keeping that like looking nice there. So I think the commission at this time would to allow maybe the use permit to continue indefinitely. Didn't know if they felt that there was any more periodic reviews that needed to be, or if it was just that this use permit could have a life as of its own if it stayed as it is right now. So that is something for you to weigh in on for me. If you feel that there was another review that you'd want to see in another time frame, then I will put that on a future docket.
It's a pleasure, Commissioner.
I think that, obviously there's been no issues, and Mr. Alberico keeps it very tidy. Can we just do, instead of saying, let's review it in 3 years, it's just something that if it becomes an issue, then we review it at that time?
Yeah.
Instead of telling him he has to come back every 2 or 3 years?
Sure. I think it's at your discretion. If,
yeah.
If after reviewing it now a couple different times and there's no issue, it doesn't seem that it's warranted to come back for another re-review. But I would agree that if there was any comments or any members of the public that felt there was a need to have you look at it, we could bring that back.
Well, I have a problem with that because I never get to see Daryl if he doesn't bring this once every 3 or 4 years, because I don't always catch him at the car show.
Daryl, you're going to have to come visit her so you don't have to come back every 3 years.
I would just, It is a very good project, and I drive by it pretty much every day, and it's always well-kept and neat, and it's not been an issue at all. My only concern is when we do a use permit, I do like to have some way, because when I came on the commission, we did have several things that had fallen through the cracks and had just gone on, and there was no record and no... So more of a housekeeping issue, maybe administratively or whatever, we could just review it, put it on a review, not necessarily with the commission, but somebody looks at...
Review it administratively.
Right. Like, or I just would like to see us have things come back be calendared in a timely manner, not necessarily that...
Not waiting until there's an issue.
Right, until Mr. Albert, I mean, it wouldn't even have to, Mr. Albarico wouldn't even need to come back, but I would like to see maybe staff review it in 5 years, or, I mean, if there's some, do you see what I'm saying? We've had things, and it's like we didn't know the last time it was looked at.
Well, I will have to say that there, I'm trying to...
It's been a challenge.
Get a little better, and maybe if you see in front of you, there was a letter that I wrote just recently to a project that we approved a year ago, and I've given Maria a task which she's helping me with, and that is, I believe I have a book right now that I've probably got the last 4 or 5 years of all the resolutions and conditions associated with those projects. She's putting it together, a matrix for me, year by year, so that all I have to do is, and she's got it very well laid out as to if there's a review, where it is, so I can actually go to that. Maybe that's something I can provide to the commission, a copy of that, so they can see what's been done, maybe what is, actually I'll have one more that's coming up in January, the Long Way Home Saloon is another one that's coming back for a re-review. I don't know if there's been any others, but that's what I'm trying to do, and Maria's helping me to get a list of all the past conditions and looking at them to see if those have all been met,
right,
and if they need to be re-reviewed. So,
that wasn't a directive at our staff now. It was just I wondered if that would make it easier for you to have it, to have us plan to look at it within a period of time. Or maybe this is going to satisfy that need.
Maybe when Maria finishes all the years that I've got in there, I don't think I have something that's back in 2005 or 6 or 7 that isn't before you, okay, as required on the condition. I think that's how these came up, the two that I just spoke about, how they came up in looking back at previous use permits. This surfaced as having time frames for reviews to come back. So maybe we can discuss this at another meeting, and I'll see from that point out if Maria has all those years completed, if there's something in there that, oh, we didn't catch that one. But that's my point, is to try and have this book so that we can keep this up to date, and I know if there's a review. I can look in that book and go, hey, this is a review in a year. I need to schedule that and make that come before you. Would that be helpful to maybe give you an update on that at another meeting?
That's fine with me. I just don't want that to happen. You know, I want ours to move forward and be consistent. So that was my only concern.
Well, I think also...
And it's not this project at all.
Not this
it's
project.
It's just a process.
Yes, as a process in whole. And when you see a project and then you don't see it again and you've set conditions for it, you want to make sure that all those conditions are met.
So what's the pleasure of the commission?
Peggy? Mm-hmm. Well, over the course of 10 years, there haven't been any complaints or anything that's happened there, and I understand, because I used to do mitigation monitoring for the county, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So, but I think it's kind of comes down to, right now, project by project, and I really don't have any problem in giving this an indefinite go-ahead, because it's close, it's, you know, something people drive by all the time, and if there wasn't a problem, it would be reported pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And if there was ever a change of ownership, that person has to come in and sign the new conditions of approval, and because the use permit goes with the land, not the owner, so I have no problem in giving them an indefinite on this use permit.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay, so is that, do we need a...
I think just by consensus.
Just consensus.
I didn't need to prepare a resolution for it, but just by consensus, I will follow up and send Mr. Albiocco a letter indicating how this meeting came resolved, and so that he will have it for his files as well, and I can put it in the file for his planning application, for his planning file.
Would you like to say anything, Daryl, or is that good?
I want to thank all of you. You gave me an opportunity to start a business there, and we're trying to make it, you know, as neat as we possibly can. And we do have customers that do look through the fence and see, my gosh, we didn't know you had that available. So, yeah, I want to really thank you guys.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you.
And we're doing fine.
Oh, yeah, good, great. That's even better to hear.
Great.
That's better to hear.
That's even better,
okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'll prepare
a letter. See you at the car show.
I'll prepare a letter for Mr. Albiocco too, with that in mind then.
Okay. Commissioner commentary. Anybody have anything to share?
I have something.
All right.
I went to the 32nd Annual Planning Commission Conference at Sonoma State University. That's a long day, because I drove there and back. 152.2 miles one way, believe me. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. Well, two-thirds of it I enjoyed. I'll explain that in a minute. They had three sessions. One was about water management, which I found very interesting. One of the things that they're talking about is a new construction to fix it so the water doesn't run, you know, capture the water on the property instead of letting it go out in the street. That way it doesn't run into the sewers, because when it runs in the sewers, it gets all the dirt and grease and stuff off the roads. It goes. So if you can capture it before it goes there, let it go back to the aquifer, you know, back to the water. That's the best way. But it was all, that was about water management. The second one, which I should, I should make a copy of, suggestion for planning commission greatness. And it was a gal that had been a planning commissioner, I think she retired now for many, many years, and that's, she suggested I make a copy of it and give it to you. One of the ones that you probably liked was, don't blindside staff with difficult questions at the meeting.
Those are always good ones.
So, that's always a nice to hear.
Yeah, but it's, it was really informative. The one I really did get was by a lawyer talking about law.
Mr. Jacobson?
Yeah, oh yeah. And it went, he was talking about, well, this law was passed, but then the law passed to oversee that one. Now, that was in effect, but no, it might not be, because they're passing another law. And they have, one of the things he did talk about was the hydrological cycle, which we do. We have a drought, we pass laws, then we have water, we forget the laws. Then we have another drought, we pass new laws, then we get water, so we ignore those. Now we've got another drought, so we're passing more laws.
We don't look at what's on the books already.
No, yeah. No. These are just enforce the ones we already have, we'd be fine. But,
it
was very informative, and it was well attended from all over the northern state. So I enjoyed it. So.
Tom Jacobson was one of my professors when I was at Sonoma State.
Oh, you're another alumni. Half the room was ex-alumni, I think.
Yes. He was very intelligent. I mean,
oh yeah,
and just he knew more things. If he knows 20 years more things than when I went to school there, he's just, his head is full. I don't know where he keeps it all, but he was very well liked, but he was just
very personable.
Very personable. Yeah, yeah, very.
He ran the show, and then he was the last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was glad to see that he was on that panel. Normally a very wealth of information gentleman, but he's an attorney, so he's got a lot of stuff to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you went down, were able to go down.
I'm glad to, too. It was very entertaining. Even though it was a long day, I left here about 5 in the morning, got home about 4.
To get there, yeah. Sonoma State, it's a nice campus.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Beautiful campus.
Nice campus.
And the staff and everybody were very helpful down there.
Yeah, I used to attend those quite regular. It's been a few years since I've attended one of those. I would have attended, but I had something that came up and I wasn't able to attend at that.
Somebody else was supposed to attend, but they got sick.
No, I got sick.
Somebody was...
Were you able to get a refund or...
Yes, yeah, yes. I contacted the lady the day before, and so she set up a refund to be able to make that happen, yeah. So we were able to do that.
Yeah, I don't want the guilt of that. I don't have to dip in my own wallet.
No, we were able, they're going to refund the city the...
Okay, good.
The registration fee and stuff, so, but, yeah, well, I'm glad you went.
I will see if we have copies made, if you want copies of it.
In January, probably the 20th, I believe, is maybe we'll look at that as your next meeting. I don't think we want to have it on the 1st of the month. I do have a project that I have circling right now that should be available and ready to go on the 20th. It'll be a design review, a use permit project. So that will be something that I'll bring to you on the 20th. And as I said, also be the re-review of the Long Way Home Saloon. That's on the agenda as well. That's all I have at this point right now. So I will, and I believe that, maybe the officers, maybe it's after the first meeting. I'll have to check to make sure if it's the first meeting of the year or if it's after the first meeting. So it could be that we have election of officers.
I think it's the first thing.
I think it is, too. So that will probably also be on the agenda then. So if the 20th, put on everybody's calendar except one for next month.
She doesn't show up, let's make her chair.
Wasn't one of the items on the city council about agenda review that shouldn't be on there because it's being posted? What was the lawyer, Robert, was talking about?
It was about the agenda review.
Yeah.
That it really, you don't really get agenda review on the...
On the agenda.
On the agenda.
Because it's posted and you can't, I'm not supposed to change it or something.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be eliminated off our agenda, the agenda review. It's not needed. Some city councils do it, some don't.
But you aren't supposed to change the agenda.
Our lawyer suggested we didn't have it on.
Okay.
Well, yeah, which makes sense because it's posted so many days before and you can't change it. You can't, once it's out there, because you have a certain time frame that you can make changes on it.
My understanding is that if there were an issue that is emergency type issue and it does not have to, there's a code to be able to follow that. I've never used that. Right. So you have the availability, but it has to fall within all the right parameters to be able to put on an agenda.
Yeah.
I've never used that since.
In the whole time I've been on the Planning Commission, there has never been any change
agenda
on the agenda.
The only change we've ever made is maybe moving the position of some of an item.
Yeah, not adding.
Right, but that's
but
not
adding
that's
or
not,
yeah. So
we can do that without
having
that.
I just the lawyer suggested we don't have it in the city council, so I figured we could follow suit.
we might do that then. They might be off our agenda then.
Yeah.
That's the agenda change.
That's the agenda change.
Change the agenda.
Restrike that portion.
I just have a question on this
letter
that you gave us. It says project that was approved by the Planning Commission in the city of Willows on December 17th, 2015.
Oh, did I say?
Yeah, I saw that.
I was going to say, okay.
Okay.
We haven't even approved it yet? It was a secret meeting.
Okay, so I got the wrong year on there. I'm going to have to resend that.
Okay, well, just note to self.
Sure, note to self, okay. Yes, that was one of the ones I was going through the review packet. So I happened to drive by there to see if all of the conditions were met. And
Guess what?
Two of them were. Thank you for that clarification.
I saw that.
I will follow up with a revised letter then.
Well,
you're talking about doing the matrix with Maria about the use permits and the review. Once that's completed, do you think there's any, I don't know how many there are out there, that the city would consider doing a mitigation monitoring fee? Because I know the county does that, you know, so that the, whoever got the use permit, there's an annual fee that they pay for the staff to go out and monitor the conditions to make sure that they've been paid. I mean, that they've been, you know, that they've been complied with. And that, you know, we would send a letter out saying, you know, this is what, and that was, is incorporated into the conditions of approval, that this is, you know, an annual fee or whatever, just for, to provide for the monitoring and for staff to get it done. So that it, you know, so that the city isn't paying for it, the applicant is paying to make sure that the conditions of approval are complied with. I don't know if the city's ever wanted to do that, because obviously you have to figure out, you know, do the thing, do the dance where it's going to take us this much time, you know, this much time with this person,
calculate,
this that person, this that person. So then the fee would work out to be, you know, X number of dollars. So I mean, that has to go with it. But I don't know if the, if there's enough use permits out there to warrant even looking at that. But it might be something the city might want to consider.
I can discuss that with Scott.
Yeah.
And see if that's something to look at. Last year we had a busy year.
Yeah.
2014 was a busy year. Mm-hmm. I think there was almost up to 20 resolutions, 19 or 20 resolutions. So that was a big year. This last year, I think we're probably only maybe on about number 10, 10 or 11 of our condition, of our resolutions. So maybe once I get a better handle on seeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes
sounds
big
like
ones,
you might have a better idea once you get that matrix finished.
Well, say like for instance, tentative maps.
Mm-hmm.
Those projects, they are, there's a lot of follow through. Once the tentative map is approved, then it's going through all of the follow through. Actually, in the cases of those types of projects, usually the, our engineer will put together a matrix mm-hmm. of all the conditions, and that is used as our checklist throughout the project to ensure that all of the project conditions are met. So on that end of it, I guess the city engineer would be billing for that time mm-hmm. to keep those, keep that flowing, and to keep the conditions, you know, up
right.
up on the forefront, so we make sure that they are all met. And you know, this will say, for instance, say for the Basin Street commercial project coming up, there's a lot of conditions associated with that tentative map, as well as with the residential portion. So there will be a lot of continued follow through, and that would, you know, that always takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll run that by. Maybe I'll look into the counties and see
okay.
how that's set up. And
the other question I have, I've heard rumors about the hospital, that whatever contract they had with their, whoever was doing the construction fell through, and now they're having to start all over from square one. Is there any truth to that?
Probably, I don't have, I know that there was the contractor that was doing some of the work, the one that was in Kansas City that ended up, or was it St. Louis or Kansas City, that ended up being here. Mitch Miller was the gentleman that was HBE, he was with that company. My understanding that there was some shift within that company, and there are some no longer some individuals that were working mm-hmm. in the project that are not there. Probably it's been about, I'd say at least 2 months, 2.5 months or so ago, I did speak with someone in that firm, confirming that they still had the project, they still were. It was a little delayed because of this shift within the company.
Okay.
But that they were still moving forward on that. It's on my little tickler list to kind of contact him again to see now at the end of the year what, if he can give me an update. So I was wondering about that myself, because I'm having Maria kind of help me put together a lot of these projects that are already approved and out the door, and putting them together. And that was one of the condition, one of the items that came to my mind as, where's that at? Because I haven't seen any movement or heard anything. So I'll re-contact that individual. But there, as far as I was told about a couple months or so ago, they're still on it.
Okay.
They still have the contract.
Yeah. Anything else?
I just want to say it's been a pleasure. In case you didn't know, this is my last meeting. It's been great working, well, Candace and I have been through those, and Karen. You guys are very fortunate to have Karen. She knows her business. So it's mixed emotions. I'll miss it. I may come back someday. You never know.
We will expect you in the audience on
Sunday. Oh, yeah, because I'm going to public comment every meeting.
And we look forward to that.
So, you know, I wish you guys great luck. You guys got some big things coming up, and that's going to be difficult sitting there and not here. But I have the phone number of the Plan Commission chair, so... So, yeah, it's been a nice ride.
We appreciate your time and energy that you've put forward. You were very...
Thank you for your...
Very good.
Your involvement, you know, in the community and putting forth, you know, that effort that it takes to be on the commission. It's not just something that you show up to once a month to sit in. You take pride in the community and the projects that come before you. And I've seen this commission, you know, really... put forth a lot more effort than maybe in the past that had been. It's you know, becoming a very well-rounded, you know, discussions that we have now. So thank you for being part of that.
You're welcome. That's all I got.
So okay. I don't know if you're going to, are you going to have to adjust your lifestyle or anything now without the salary that you...
I know, you know, we're going to have to cut back. Yeah. Way back.
We wish you well.
Thank you.
So is there anything else?
Nothing I have.
This meeting's adjourned.